That's it.
That's it. Huh?
That's it. Now we're here today. Should we just grab a beer each and we're gonna be?
I don't need beer, man.
No problem. Just take two.
I don't like your podcast you also have voice. It's different than your regular voice.
How's my regular voice?
No problem, man.
Okay. I'm gonna tone it down a bit.
Tone it up a bit.
Just talk normally. That's all.
Do you have an opener?
Do I have a beer opener in my room? Probably not.
I would expect that you do have a beer opener in your room.
Just use your teeth.
You got the belt?
Nope.
Alright, restart.
Should be a way to do it with a light, I've heard.
It's just bad. I just don't feel comfortable.
I just don't like it.
I just don't feel comfortable.
Oh, pop.
What's up?
Alright, let's just take a break. Thanks for sponsors and we'll be right back.
Yeah, so sponsor number one, coronavirus, Corona beer.
Yo, you got sponsors for this episode or what?
So the way it works with Anchor, basically, they just hook you up with sponsors. So that's pretty cool. They're just like, hey, here's a sponsor. But because I'm not popular, I don't have sponsors.
Yeah, so Mountain Dew was your sponsor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember? Audi.
You have a podcast called Finance, Sports, and Life, and yeah. I swear to God, half of your episodes have nothing to do with finance.
I was about to say, like, life. I was about to talk, like, Misha tells me, she's like, you know what, like, you just have rebrand. To change. Yeah, I have to rebrand.
Just call it fucking around with Vlad.
Straight up, I was just bringing up
vibing with Vlad.
That's vibing with Vlad.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's way
vibing
better.
Vlasov.
I was talking like to
Vlasov. I think Vlasov. Vlasov.
I get Vlasov called as my job all the time.
Ventilating Vlasov.
Yeah, Vlasov on a ventilator. Oh, we like fucking knock you out and then, like have conversations with you in a hospital bed.
Yo, we already got Aaron, you know, his mom's a nurse, his sister's a nurse. Yeah. He can hook you up.
Vlasov gets a vasectomy.
Very nice, Alec.
Oh my god, that's one of the episodes.
That's a good joke. That's a good joke. I joke. good days.
Okay, so I should be the host, but I feel like you guys are should take over this one.
I listened to a few of your podcasts, and your guests are a way better host than you are.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm just like asking a question, and people just take over.
Shout out, Millennial.
Yeah,
maybe a good podcast idea is you have people on, they interview you. You don't have to do any work that way.
just a live AMA.
Just ask me questions, bro. And they're like, oh, I thought it was no, you got it all wrong.
So Vladimir, do you do your eyebrows yourself?
Ooh. No. I don't. I usually leave it out and try to like the Mercedes, the Mazda sign building up.
The McDonald's sign.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that for you.
You don't like when it's hairy? Because it gives me this like Russian vibes, you know?
It does give you Russian vibes. Yeah. I don't know if that's what you're going for.
No. Because I just don't like the feeling. Misha always has to fight with me over doing this. And I'm like, I don't like that. Do you like the feeling when you just pull it out like that?
I don't like pulling out in general, no.
You just leave it in?
Yeah.
No, man. How many girls did you get pregnant, bro?
Wait, what? Are we talking about girls now?
Yeah.
Total right turn, yeah.
I mean, none.
None?
None.
That's good.
But.
Plan B is always there available, so.
I've never had it.
Do you know the prices of? Oh, Bokar keeps trying to sell me Plan B. It's nice. Like I have Plan B.
Oh my god! Yeah, that's like you bought it. Such a Bokar.
I don't think it's Plan B. It's the female condom.
No, really?
Yeah. He's peddling that shit.
It's the whole fucking.
Yeah, he's just like a plug for it.
Oh my god! If anyone has like, a plug for that, it'd be Bokar.
He's like, guys. By the way, if you guys ever need it, because he's trying to get rid of it. Like I understand him. He's trying to get rid of it. He's like, I don't want it. So if you guys ever wanted to,
Bakar is like just such a caricature of a human. Man.
I really miss him.
Bro, I love him.
He's so funny.
But I'm just saying the amount of times he just the way he flirts with the girls is just so natural. It just and the girls are always like, oh, he's such a nice guy. And I'm like, oh no.
Yo, the most like real I've ever seen Bakar is I was hanging out with him with Ahmed and then like Bakar was like, you know, like sometimes I just sort of like feel like. You know, like hollow inside because I'm just constantly flirting with girls with no purpose. I was like, holy shit, dude.
Does he want a wife?
Or yeah, maybe we edit that out. That's like pretty real. That's pretty real, bro.
Just exposing Bukhar like that.
It's fine. And he was telling me, he's like, bro, I'm leaving and I didn't do a podcast with you yet. And I'm like, oh, it's
Where's
fine.
Where's he going?
He's already gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
Where did he go?
Senegal.
Yeah, he wants to see his mom. Because he's a mommy boy.
Mommy.
Yeah, he goes to see the family every year. So for him, it's like it was really important. And he was like, bro, I have to dip.
I mean, he's coming back.
He is coming back.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really have to either.
Well, the way you said it is that
he's gone forever. Gone.
He didn't get to do the podcast. No.
He's coming back in January.
January?
Yeah.
You can't stay away, man.
Bro, it's really crazy that it's been already almost a year that we've been in this locked up bullshit situation.
That's crazy. That's actually fast.
It's almost a year.
I got a question.
Mm.
We'll go around the table.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the hardest time you've ever left. I feel like we're warmed up now.
You know, I think the funniest times was when...
No. No, run it back, Turbo.
Hey.
When I first met you guys and Aaron when we were playing the game.
Oh my
god. That was so
Jackbox,
funny.
Jackbox, bro.
Yeah, Jackbox.
Oh
my god.
There's one thing I won't say on the podcast, but I thought it was Aaron, bro. Like that killed me, man. That was so dangerous. Funny.
Do you know how much I was struggling when we were playing Among Us? Because we were playing Among Us and I have no idea whose names, like who's who.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was just struggling. I was like, fuck. Like, and I'm colorblind too. So I can't use the colors as a reference point.
You're colorblind?
Yeah, bro.
What since colors?
When?
I first met you and I was like, yeah, I'm colorblind.
You never said that to
That's
me.
Bullshit,
I
bro.
Never would have gotten involved with
anyways,
you. Describe those paintings.
Oh,
the computer.
Man, it's
describe.
Been 22 years and every time I tell somebody and they're always asking me questions. I see colors. Like, I can see this is red.
So you're not colorblind? Yeah.
It's I can't see tones. it's liar. Not. But how do you think colorblindness works?
But there's multiple colors
lying.
In those paintings.
I see some like, the middle one. There's some yellow.
Yeah.
There's some blue.
Yeah.
And a little bit of white on the neck.
Yeah.
That's
so you're
it.
Not colorblind.
But I can't see tones. It's not black and white. How do you imagine colorblind people are?
They mix colors.
They see
like
exactly.
Red can be purple.
So for example, like dark red and red for me, like dark red can be green. You know. Misha has like a face mask and I'm like, oh, why are you like green? She's like, it's not green, it's pink. I'm like, oh, you know?
See, like, that's a big difference.
I don't give a fuck, you know? Like,
is Bukhar black or brown?
Defensive.
White. But yeah, but it's not like, it's not something that is like, the only thing I can be
you're,
a pilot.
You're,
or an electrician.
Why? Well, you don't have to tell them.
Yeah, that's true. I just like fucking.
What's,
that's like
what,
buttons.
What is it? Why can't pilots be colorblind?
You know what? I don't know. My mom to
Osel.
Oh,
the building!
That.
I can't. It looks like the sky.
I think they just need to have like perfect
Osama bin Laden,
eyesight.
Shout out.
Yeah.
I think it has to do with eyesight. And if you're colorblind, you technically don't have perfect eyesight.
But so. I never tell my driving license because they asked me like, oh, "Are you colorblind?" I'm like, "No." It feels too badass. I'm just like, "Yo,
that one's important."
Because that's fucked up. Because they're gonna be like, "Can you see like red, blue?" And like, I don't want them like to doubt me. You know.
So, wait, so you go through a green light and you just get deboned.
Yeah, I don't want them to know. I'm just like, yo.
You can still drive if you're colorblind because like the lights are shaped.
Well, anyone can drive. It's just
dogs
can
drive
or not. Dogs probably If a dog put his foot on the pedal, he could drive. Anyone can drive.
That's gonna be a quick drive, you know.
Have you seen the videos of monkeys driving?
Mm-mm. A monkey driving?
Yo, monkeys drive all the time, bro.
What's the most fascinating animal that you can think of?
What the fuck kind of question is that?
But think about it. Think
me.
About all
most
the
fascinating animal.
I'm a fucking
like
animal.
Kangaroos. Like kangaroos are fucking crazy. How they get on the tail?
Yeah, but kangaroos are like so overrated, man. They're like, yeah, we get it. They're like strong. They can fight and shit. Like it's not that cool.
Kangaroos are jacked. You ever see them?
Yeah, they're crazy.
Yeah,
bro.
Just squaring up like this.
Yeah, they square up.
You
do square up. That's not interesting to me.
Yeah, I'm gonna jump, baby.
Okay. Okay, then tell me
cockroaches are pretty interesting.
Cockroaches?
They can, they can survive in space, can't they?
Because I'm brown.
Cockroaches can't survive in space.
Yeah.
It's
like
you're
a fucking immigrant.
I heard they'd be like the only thing left after a nuclear blast.
Yeah, exactly. They're fucking cool.
They're insane.
It doesn't make them cool. It makes them gross.
But
gross.
They can survive
cool.
better
find,
than us. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Indiana Jones could jump into a fridge.
I'm not on the right side of this argument.
He's just a hater.
Aiden's favorite animals are unicorns. So.
Yeah.
Probably.
Unicorns? I think unicorns are also shit.
Yeah? Do they shit?
Yeah, probably, but like...
Most likely.
So, why is unicorn the spirit animal for like every 14-year-old girl?
I think it just like represents
marketing.
It. No.
Unicorn's marketing team.
Great
like, props.
All like dolls, all like Barbie dolls,
yeah.
on their packaging have like a fucking unicorn.
Princess,
it's unicorn. Like mental yeah, images. Princess, unicorn, cotton candy. It's all the same.
But it represents like this whole like idea of like creativity and imagination and like, oh, you can be anything. Look, unicorns. Right?
But would you say horses look like a feminine
yeah, 100%. Animal?
Yeah, right?
Unicorns I don't think so. I've seen some I've seen some badass horses.
You know, there's yeah. the ones.
But like in general, yeah. but like, yeah, there are some absolute stallions out there. But like, general, I feel like horse is a very female-oriented animal.
We're talking about guys or horses at this point now. I'm just... Some stallions out there, you know?
Horses. Like, like, a horse girl. Like, that's a stereotype. There's no horse guy stereotype.
Look, before there used to be horses like this. There used to be four. I don't know how. Horse. I don't know how it exists, yeah, but like, imagine this.
That's fine. That's not. I don't think horses are like classically like a male stereotypical animal.
100%. Is it? Is your thing right there in the back next to the books? It's a donkey. Did you actually buy it from Donkey the YouTuber? Yeah. Yo, this guy's so funny, bro. I love this guy.
It's really too bad this is not a visual podcast.
Yeah. But it's really nice.
Shot from like there, this way.
Yeah.
Bam. And then we go over each part. Oh, yeah. You guys never said the funniest thing you guys went through.
It's just like when you laugh the most, man. Like,
yeah.
Bro, I've laughed so many times.
Yeah, but like just like. Do you even want if it's recent.
It yeah, yeah, yeah. It doesn't have to be number one.
But one of the most memorable, not the best, mm-hmm. but one of the most memorable things is like, oh, I was 17 and me and my friends were just laughing at a cup and the cup was shaped like Nemo. Mm. We were just laughing at that. I don't know why. The cup was shaped like Nemo. And I don't know. I think I made a joke about the cup and I was just dying at the fact that I'm laughing at a cup shaped Nemo.
One thing about you, dude, is like you're never the loudest person in a conversation, but like, goddamn, like you just pull out these one liners that like slay everybody in the room. It's insane. Yeah. You'll like call back something that like we talked about, like, an hour and a half ago and just because you made that connection, like it kills me, bro. You're like, you're so like precise with the fucking one-liners.
It's insane, all about bro. Quality over quantity.
You just sit there and you listen, you just absorb shit, and then like you just pop one out and you just know it's honestly gonna one of destroy
the
bro.
Yeah, one of the best things, the best jokes I ever made was in your house, I think.
Was it the beginning?
Yeah. That was pretty fucking fire, bro. I felt so proud, bro. Because all of your friend group was new to me, right? Yeah. And I was like, damn. I kind of impressed them, like, on the
bill.
Like,
the day after, Clara, like, told me about that joke. And she was like, it was hilarious. It was so funny.
Just like she approved. She was like, funny. This guy is pretty good.
I feel like when telling a joke, it's obviously about the content as well, but it's about the timing. I feel like timing is so important.
Yeah. You're so good with timing. When we were talking about Bikram yoga and how like this you know, like this Bikram guy. So like Bikram yoga. It's like
what's Bikram yoga?
It's like this practice of yoga. Mm-hmm. And you have to go and like actually get trained by Bikram himself.
It's a dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently this guy's like, there's a documentary on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch it, but I heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
And like apparently this guy's like kind of like a sketchy guy.
Like cult vibes?
Yeah. And like calling girls into his room and stuff like that. Not that cool.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Epstein vibes?
Yeah, sort of. But I don't even remember what the exact joke was. we had talked about Bikram in the documentary and then fucking an hour later we were talking and someone said something like sort of like creepy, like as a joke or whatever. Yeah. And then Ahmed just said like something about Bikram.
Finish
like, the connection that. Was just insane.
He's pretty great.
Funny guy.
Man, I don't want to expose Bukhar again, but Bukhar.
Yo, this podcast is going to be called Exposing Bukhar. Episode 1 out of 30.
I'm not going to be allowed back.
It's fine. He's like, yo, here
hit
right
him.
Now.
Hit him.
Yeah. He was basically telling me about his girl technique, right? He's like, yo, I'll be telling my girls that I've been gymming hard and I'm sore, and they come to my room. And I tell them, just give me a massage.
He's like,
that sounds familiar, doesn't it?
That's some Bikram shit, bro.
Wait, that's some Epstein shit, bro.
Does he tell them, though? Does he tell them initially what they're going to his apartment for?
Bro, first of all, he sends a picture of his arm.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh shit, you're big. He's like, yeah, I gym every day.
And he's like, then I need a massage.
Yo, you know what? I'm really sore. Do you want to come and like chill?
That's it.
Oh, I can't. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Like, and it just worked. He's like, yeah, I just said that to a girl. Fucking flips his phone and he just got like the reply is just nudes from the girl. It's like nothing else. It's like, what the hell, dude? That's
honestly, having arms that's bigger than your face is impressive.
Yeah. Bro, I remember I walking into his apartment one time when he used to live in downtown and I just see Bokar on the table and he's just like finding the perfect angle so the biceps can be as big as possible. Just the lighting. Game for him, yeah. Bro. But you see, he's mastering, bro. Like, he's just every time. And the best part is like when we talk to, we'll be running into like girls, let's say on the campus, and I'm like, oh, let's ask them for, I don't know, like whatever, ask them for directions. He would spend like 20 minutes just talking to them about life. And he's like, yeah, so how's like to be a girl, you know? And bam, bam, he got the numbers, he got everything. He just comes up
to us. I don't understand, man. Yeah. It's like, I really don't get it. I don't understand what it is, but like, he just has the moves.
Yeah.
If any of us at this fucking table said the same exact words to a girl that he does, it wouldn't work.
I feel like it's the energy you carry too, right?
Yeah. He's got massive, like, dick energy, bro.
Yeah.
It's obviously that, but like, you know, some people have like aggressive energy. Some people have like, oh, I'm hyped up type energy. Bukhar's energy is just comfort.
It's just, exactly, man.
No matter what he says, it's comfortable.
Yeah, he's huge, but you feel like he's a teddy bear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I always make fun of him, because he's a little white bitch on the inside. Just a little white. He's like, let's go to Starbucks. Like,
he's not here to defend himself.
Bro, maybe that's why we're probably speaking about him so much. Yeah. Someone else, we'd be so scared.
He's serious. So love. But his entire, like, you know, his brother is like this too, bro. And like, his both brothers are fucking, is the same vibe that I'm getting from them.
Very
bro.
Welcoming, very comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just nice, like, humans.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, I feel like you describe Bakar and like, you know, getting all these girls and stuff. You think he's like kind of like a dirtbag, but he's really, really, really not.
He can be a cult leader.
His game is whole different though. It's all based on comfort and making the other person comfortable instead of those.
Like, try hard, because he's not trying hard. That's why. It's just he's in his water and he's just swimming.
I think a lot of people get concept of getting girls like very wrong. That, oh, you have to be a fucking cunt.
I was watching YouTube videos about a dude, like an Italian guy who teaches you how to get girls, and it's so funny. Like, he's the type of guy that would record, like, he would like get in his closet and he just pulled out like a phone camera and he just films himself as like, guys, you have to be confident. And like, he puts like pieces of video how he talks to girls in the club. And he goes to like the cheapest.
If you're someone who watches those videos, okay, and like, oh, I need to get a girl. I'm gonna watch this fucking Italian guy. He's gonna tell me how to get a girl. You're not gonna get a girl.
And he sells courses, and he has a view audience.
It's just
a
grind, bro. It's crazy. Italian, bro.
I'm just dead at Italian. Why Italian?
He's Italian.
Yeah, he's Italian.
But
Italians,
the alpha male or some shit.
Yeah, is that Italian? That Italian, you know, the standard Italian that you see, he's trying too hard with the girls. Yeah, that's exactly him. And he's just like, guys, so I have a course. Check out the link in the description. But and he always goes for the cheap ones, you know, the ones that are just there to fit in what he wants. He just sees those girls. He's like, yo, there's a cameraman. He's like, yo, come with me. And he comes to her. He's like, yo, so what's up? You know, what you doing here? And he would pause. Around. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he pauses in the video. He's like, you see, guys? You see the body language? She's open to me. She wants to talk. That's what we're looking for. That's what we need. Man, it was fascinating. And people, I'm sure there's so many people that be like, yeah, I need to be like this guy.
Yeah.
And they fail. And no, because they fail, they go back and they buy more courses.
You know, they fail. They fail because, like, they're like, oh, it's about the body. And they're like, you overthink it. Mm-hmm. They overthink it. They're like, okay, my body language has got to be better. It's like, oh, okay, now I have to act confident. And when you do that, you're like actually not being real.
Yeah.
And like, what really works is like being real.
I feel like when they're following other people's advices, those advices, they're not comfortable applying on themselves. And once you're not comfortable with yourself, you can't make the other person feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I feel like in my experience, like a lot of it's just like what works for me a lot of times is just like being like just quick and like just like funny retorts and mm-hmm. like and like coming back like in a conversation, just coming back and like hitting them with stuff. And I feel like when you're let's say like watch a video, like, okay, these are things I need to remember in a conversation when I'm having with a girl. You can't have that because you're like, okay, you like hear what they say and then you like, okay, wait, okay, I have to be confident, and then I okay, I have to do this.
Yeah,
and it's like, but what you're not do you like do? Actually like you like the way to like have a connection with someone is just like to just like be real with them and just like go through the moment and have that moment with them. But like when you're overthinking it like that, like it shows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it might actually show like the opposite of what you're trying to do.
I feel like some people are just good at faking it and showing like what they've been like taught to show.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's not a prolonged technique that you can apply for. It's either you can, you're a psycho and you can like have this dual personality that you put on yourself.
Like American Psycho.
But if you're trying to be like thinking of like prolonging it, it's hard. Like just applying someone else's technique for a long time, you know?
Well, that's the thing. It's like I think like people like, especially with like girls and like guys and like and the girls, it's like I just want like people to like me, right? Like I want to like be successful in this. It's like difficult as that is to like communicate, it's like just fucking just talk to someone. Like don't think of like okay, here are the steps that I'm gonna get a girl. Just like just have a conversation with someone and like be your like. Okay, like it sounds shitty, but like be yourself. Just have that conversation. If you fuck up and like they don't like yourself, then like who cares anyway?
Yeah.
I feel like in all these dating guides and stuff, they're promoting like short-term interactions.
Yeah,
100%.
And short-term results too, which is unrealistic if you're like, you know, trying to find something long-term. And if you're trying to find like something short-term and you're trying to find with like one of the girls that's also looking for something short-term, most of the times you don't even need to speak, because these short-term girls, they see like a Italian fuckboy and they're done.
It doesn't matter. Like doesn't if you're matter. Looking for that short-term shit, it's like if the girl wants it, like she's gonna want it. There's not really yeah, fine. There may be something you can say to like that or whatever. Initiate her, that short-term thing is like if they want it, they want it. Because right?
That's what I was about to bring it up. Like majority of the when he tells you this Italian guy, he tells you what to do. Because the goal of this, of doing this, is to fuck the girl. It's not to be liked. It's just you have to check off the box. The girl that is as desperate as you, you know, she will see, okay, are you open? Okay. Are you like acting like a fuckboy? Okay, that's all I need for tonight. And you're like, okay, is she thick? Yeah, okay, I'll fuck her. That's it. So like short term, of course, but long term, it's impossible. Of course, it's impossible. Like
if you're watching guides from an Italian guy and you're trying to get girls long term, this is not gonna happen, bro. Because if you want someone for long term, that person's gotta like you for you. Yeah. And so if you're like following a to-do list of some guy that you paid $30 online to figure out how to get a girl, it's just not gonna work. Because that's not actually who you are long term.
Yeah.
That's maybe who that guy is, but it's not who you are.
Yeah, that brings the conversation to another topic, like to distinguish like if this is your technique or if this is someone else's technique, and do you really have you really developed yourself?
Because like as long as you haven't developed yourself and you're just adopting someone else's technique, it's never gonna come through as real.
And you're ignoring a real problem though. You know, of not developing yourself.
Exactly.
And I feel like you're leaning on
like someone else's like tips to like create this like persona.
That's just not gonna work. Yeah, that's. I feel like if you were like this throughout life, where you're just being you, you're just overall just gonna be a happier person. Because that's what I've been trying to do. Like I was telling you, that's what I'm trying to do. Like trying to fit in, you know, and trying to like be. I'm like, okay, am I like this? Yeah, am I doing this in this finance world?
It's so hard.
It's so hard. Like, yeah, it was toxic.
All these billionaires and stuff, like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, and they're like, try to minimize your decision making.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Like, yeah, try to make less decisions in your day, you know? Like, you shouldn't be thinking about a checklist and making decisions on a checklist.
I read a book, Peak Performance, and it's just talking about how, like, athletes and, like, very successful people, like, operate day-by-day basis. And, like, these tech billionaires, like Mark Zuckerberg, whoever, Bill Gates, like, Mark Zuckerberg, you never really see him in a different outfit. He has the same outfit every single day, and he doesn't have to choose the clothes that he's wearing that day, because like they're always minimizing the decisions they have to make like on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. And same as Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett was teaching like a class in 1970s, and after like his seminars and stuff ended, like the last class, he would ask like his students to like write down on a list like the 20 investments and the industries they're going to make in their whole lifetime, and just stick to those 20 investments and they'll be rich. He's like, if you just focus on your investment decisions into just 20 opportunities, you're going to make like deep intellectual decision making on each individual investments rather than just...
Because you actually care about those things.
Yeah.
It's like 80-20 rule, basically. It's like 20% of work leads to 80% of results.
In a sense, it's about like working smartly and all a lot. Like yeah. We hear that a lot, but my point was
that I hate that.
My point is to minimize decision making in a day.
Yeah, and minimize decision making. And well, that's the same thing with like bringing it back to girls and stuff. It's like
yeah,
the more you're minimizing your decision making, like in moments when you're like talking to people, it's like
you're
like actually being more real and you're actually being more yourself because you're not like making decisions like okay like she said that okay what does that mean I gotta yeah. Okay you know what I mean, like you're just reacting, you're responding.
I think the best way
that actually like having a checklist in your mind, that's what leads to anxiety as well, because you're like
checking yourself so much. You're waiting when I'm gonna like do that.
Yeah, and you're like,
I did that. Okay, cool.
Work. Oh, what do I do fuck. Now? It's like,
I can't continue on the list. Yeah, I can't continue on the list. What the fuck? She said this. But okay, so I think the alternative then is just to tell her straightforward, like, hey, I am a newbie and I want to fuck. Are you down?
And that's it. That's what you want.
Bro. Bro, yeah, like, exactly. I feel like if it's short term, that's what you want.
Yo, short term relationships, or if you're seeing a girl in a club, you don't even need to speak.
Yeah,
that's happened a few times.
Music's loud, she sees you, you see them, you don't
need you just make out the quick,
you just need bam. You just need drip.
She's like, hey, I live like next corner, you want to pull up? And you're like, yeah, sure.
Has anyone at the table ever had that? No. Has ever happened? Yeah, no. Come on.
No.
But I heard people
I'm not a club guy though, like, I don't go to clubs and stuff, but
if he would, obviously he would kill it, you know. He's just like, yeah, but if
it's only happened to me once where like, so it was just like, it was crazy, but
yeah. Go on.
Aaron was there. We were there for Matt Gowdy. I don't like. It's just a weird story to tell. Like
you don't have to tell who, like, but you can like just say weird, that just it was like a story.
It just like sounds like a flex. I'm not really like. I don't want
it's
it.
It's okay.
Be.
It's not a flex. Okay. It's a story.
Let's hear it.
Just if you don't want to name the names, okay.
And like we just got in, and then
wait, where did you go?
Suwoo.
What's that?
You don't know Suwoo?
No, bro.
Oh, man. Anybody listening, great Suwoo spot. Is like the yeah? greatest goddamn spot in Montreal. It's like the most vibes. Tiny, tiny bar. They got great music most of the time. Sometimes the music is trash.
Is it like Bloods? Like Suwoo?
No. Suwoo. Suwoo. Anyway, we walk into Suwoo, and then I immediately go onto the dance floor because like at that point in my life, I was just so into the dancing. I had the shoot dance like down like so good. And yeah, that was at the point where the shoot dance was high.
You don't know shoot dance?
Yo, I feel like I'm old. What the fuck?
Bro, I can shoot so long.
Okay.
I had that shit down too. I had the clockwork dance. I could do like this thing where I, like, so anyway, like, I immediately went to the dance floor.
They would play old school hip hop at Suwoo.
Yeah, usually man. All their drinks are like old school hip hop themed.
Oh, yeah, that's so cool. Place.
And
let me write it down. That sounds really interesting.
The bar, like, they have all these plants hanging from the ceiling and like all these like Edison light bulbs, which are cool, like light bulbs. Such a great spot. And we get in, and Matt and Aaron go to the bar to grab drinks. And then, like, I just go on the dance floor, and I'm just like, I sound like ready to go. Like, at that point in my life, I was like, so about dancing. And, like, it was a point where, like, those dances were, like, popular. Like, doing the the Millie Rock and the street dance. Like, I had all
dancing
of those,
was a big
flex. Yeah.
It's so fly, though.
Especially
especially
in these kind of scenes, like Suwoo and stuff, because they were, like, they weren't bars, but they weren't clubs. They were, like,
okay. Yeah, weird, like
middle ground.
Yeah,
it's like this weird middle ground where it's like
at like 11 they push the tables aside for the dance floor. Yeah,
and when you went, and it was at the point where like those dances were super popular, but I will pull it out. Like, I don't look like a guy that would be able to dance.
Yeah,
I'm just like pasty as hell. Like, I'm just like the whitest person ever. Right, I just don't look like a guy who'd be able to dance. So when I would pull out these dances, like. It was legendary. Like, I would get so much respect. It was just crazy. Anyway, so they go to the bar to get, and I just go to the dance floor, right? And then like, I'm on the dance floor, I'm like dancing, and this girl just like walks up to me, and then just like fucking grabs me, and then we start like making out within 5 minutes of like arriving in Suwoo. Yeah. And then we're making out, and then I look over at Aaron and Matt at the bar, and they're just like, Oh, they're like, what the?
Is Denton?
Is that kind of night?
And then like we just dance for with this girl for a bit, and then she just like walks off, and I just don't see her the rest of the night. That's but it. Like, it made me feel invincible.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. 100%.
The ego goes so dumb. Who was that? Like, what the hell? And I was like, I have no idea. That just happened to me. I didn't even do it.
Yeah, you did nothing.
Having good dance moves reflects confidence. And what do these Italian guys say?
Yeah. This Italian, confidence is the key.
Confidence is everything. That's really what it is.
You know, I feel like a lot of people do go watch these videos because their lack of confidence. How do you train it then? How do you...
Can't... Those videos are never going to train you how to be confident because but if you're desperate. Watching those videos, you're relying on someone telling you to be confident, right?
Yeah.
But
they don't know any better. Like, come on. Like, if I would be in the position of like, okay, I'm very lonely. Let's say I'm a little nerdy boy and like, you know, because this is the basic stereotype that I would see. Like, for example, these I would follow like a YouTuber and he's like into style. Like, he started with reviewing suits and now he opened his like clothing line. He has like hair products. So what he did on his show, basically, well, on his YouTube channel, he would like find bunch of like awkward little dudes, like little nerd dudes. And he would just make them like I'm going to change your hair. I'm going to teach you how to be with girls. He would like make them go to like coffee places and be like, okay, you have to talk to them. Yeah. And he would record them with a mic.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't like that at all.
So it was so forced. Like, it was crazy. Yeah. And one of them, it was a fake dude. And you can see that it's an actor. You can see that he knows what to do. He knows what to do. Even when he was dressing up, he was feeling himself. It's not like a little nerdy guy that doesn't know what to do. He is feeling himself.
Yeah.
And I saw the level of depression of the real guys. Not depression, desperation. Like, they were just like, fuck, I don't have any options. I'm going to reach out to this YouTuber. Maybe he's going to change me. You see? Like, the change me part?
That part? From yourself, surprisingly.
Yeah.
That's
the guy
up.
I know that gets the most pussy is one of the weirdest guys I know. And the ugliest guy that I know, bro.
Before you even tell me more, you know why? It's because he's the most him.
Yeah.
He's just fucking the most him, and he's unapologetically him.
Shout out Shamil Rathpad. Yo, this guy, as his buddy counts over 200 probably.
Wow, bro. 200? But that's 200? The thing.
It's not about... I think like what they teach, like, okay, be confident. That is a good point, but it's not the confidence that they're saying. It's the confidence that they're saying is like, be arrogant. Be like
yeah, sort of a cocky piece of shit. And shit.
No,
yeah,
that's That's not the confidence. It's like... you sort of have to learn how to just be confident in like who you are, and you have to get to a point where like, I'm awesome. You have to love yourself first.
Yeah.
Like, I love myself. I think I'm awesome. And once you think you're awesome, it doesn't, like, after that, like, that shines through in like every conversation you have.
I think on top of that as well, it's more just know exactly what you want and just boom that out. Just like, do you want the long term? Do you want the short term? If you want the short term, just boom straight. Look, short term, this is what it is. That's what it's at. With the confidence on top of that, it's either going to lock it down or like shut it out. If it's shut it out, roll on.
Right. That's not what you want anyway.
Roll on to the next one. It's a numbers game.
Let's I think go. Girls also know. Like, they can feel that if you're full of shit and they're like, oh, I will play you. I will play. I will test you. Like, you think you're cocky and shit? All right, let's play. And she will have more fun than you because she'll fuck you.
She'll fuck but you that's up. The thing, but like,
and your ego's gonna go lower.
If you are confident in yourself, you are confident in yourself.
And she's like, ooh, yeah. That's what they're missing.
If you're not confident in yourself and like you have that challenge, because I've had that before, like acting cocky or whatever, like sort of like a challenge back. Mm-hmm. And like some people would be like, oh, I got fucked up.
Mm-hmm. But you need to stay focused on what you want.
Exactly.
You need to stay focused on the short. If you want the short game, focus. Sir. That's what you want. So none of that
short
should affect
game
you.
Is if fucking, that's what I you feel want. Like can be way, if that back and forth is going on, I feel like short game can be way harder when the girl's like trying to like read you and when she's like thinking about her responses. I feel like that's too complicated for me, man.
But that's the best. Like, make her think, bro. Make her think. Yo, like chill. Boy. Be you.
Yeah.
But if you make her, I feel like if you make her think, you know that you're succeeding. Basically, you're like, oh, I make her think. Damn, you're stumbling. Okay.
We all have fucking boners right now.
It's like four dudes.
Oh, yeah, bro. Like. Yo, yeah, you're actually right, bro.
Yo, I think it's the time for an advertisement, and we're gonna have a 2-minute break.
Yeah,
it's like guys talking about break. How to get girls.
Yeah, just fucking the most guy.
No idea
shit,
what we're doing,
bro. That's what it is. Like, it's just knowing what you want.
You guys want to take a quick break?
I mean, I have to take a break. I can keep going.
All right, let's take a little break. I'm done.
Hey, we're going to take a break.